And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Shortly after Mary came home to her house in Rosehaven, Long Island, after a day of driving with Rupert Barlow, Larry left for New York with Claudia Vincent, the beautiful young woman who appears to be causing serious trouble in the Noble household. And now, after a dinner with her young son, we find Mary alone on the back terrace. The evening is still light, and Mary has equipped herself with papers and several magazines. However, she finds that her mind doesn't stay focused on the print. And then, suddenly, to her great surprise...
Hello, stranger.
What?
I thought the house was deserted.
Tom Bryson, where did you come from?
Well, I was out on the island a bit looking over a summer stock theater, and on my way back, I thought I'd take a chance on finding you here and say hello.
Oh, you couldn't have come at a better time, Tom. I was so bored sitting here all by myself, I could hardly bear it. Sit down. Would you like me to get you something to drink?
No, I don't want you to move. Stay right there. Oh, just let me sit here a while and smoke a pipe. Oh, Mary, it's good to be here. Hey, your garden looks great, Mary.
I've rather neglected it this year, I'm afraid.
Doesn't show.
Oh, it does to me. Tom, we haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, I know. I've been unusually busy this season. I got a play of mine coming up in Bucks County, one in New Jersey, and they may have another one out here if everything breaks right.
Oh, I'm awfully glad to hear it, Tom, even though we've missed you.
Not as much as I've missed you, honey. But then you're just about all full up here at this house. The way I understand it, even if I did decide to visit you without warning, you couldn't put me up.
Oh, of course we could. I'll admit your room under the eaves is being used right now, but you could sleep in Larry Jr.'s room.
No, I'm only kidding, Mary.
Well, I'm not, Tom. I just hate having anyone else stay in your room.
Particularly if it happens to be a woman, and a very beautiful woman from all accounts.
Yes, I suppose that has something to do with it.
Well, it's bound to, my dear.
You don't know how awful it's been around here since Larry invited that Claudia Vincent to come here to stay.
I don't quite understand why.
Well, it all happened the day we were over at Rupert Fowler's place in Oyster Bay. Claudia Vincent is an old friend or something of Rupert's. While he was away, she simply moved into his house and wouldn't leave.
Nice going.
She built up some kind of absurd story of how Rupert had swindled her family out of their fortune, and she wanted him to pay it back. While we were there, they had a terrible row.
Well, what I can't understand is how you got mixed up in it, Mary.
Well, it was my fault, Tom. I persuaded Larry to drive over to see Rupert with me about the securities Larry turned over to him some time ago. Oh, you know about that.
Oh, yes, yes. When he wanted to raise money to send you and Larry Jr. to Bermuda.
Yes.
Well, that was when all that gossip about you and Rupert was in the papers.
Yes, but there wasn't a bit of truth in any of it.
Well, I'm sure there wasn't, as far as you were concerned. Nevertheless, it was pretty bad for Larry at the time, don't you think?
Yes, of course. That doesn't mean that he had any reason to take sides against Rupert by inviting Claudia, that perfectly obvious adventuress, to come here to visit.
It's hard to figure these things out.
The way she's been playing up to Larry is disgusting, and he absolutely loves it.
And what about you? You just sitting back and waiting her out, or what?
Claudia knows what I think of her, and I can't help it. She's been going back and forth to the theater with Larry almost every single night. And they don't get back till all hours. When I say anything about it, Larry just freezes up. He says there's no reason for me to be so childish. I tell you, Tom, it's getting to be more than I can stand.
I'm sorry, honey.
This afternoon when I came home from a drive with Rupert, for instance, Larry was perfectly horrid.
From a drive with Rupert? What were you doing out driving with Rupert Barlow?
Well, I met him in the village and he asked me to drive to Montauk with him. Why shouldn't I go? He's a perfectly wonderful person. And he's a true friend.
Oh, come off it, Mary. Rupert Barlow is notorious for being a lady killer. He's caused you enough trouble in the past, hasn't he?
Rupert has never done anything to make me turn against him. He's always been a perfect gentleman. And I don't propose to let a lot of silly gossip keep me from seeing him. Particularly now when Larry is running around everywhere with Claudia.
Now look, it's no good taking that attitude, honey. I'm surprised at you. These endurance contests only end up in one way, in the divorce courts.
So, of course, you think I should be the one to make the whole sacrifice. I should sit here calmly, day in and day out, and let Larry and Claudia drive back and forth to New York. Get themselves talked about in Marty Rufus' gossip column.
Well, you were talked about in his column a while back. You and Rupert Barlow.
That's quite different, Tom.
I wouldn't be too sure.
Rupert is a gentleman. Claudia is nothing but an adventuress.
Well, maybe so. I can't judge the girl by what I know. But I'd go easy if I were you, honey. Unless you want to break up your happy home. And I'd keep a safe distance from this Barlow guy in any case.
Oh, I don't understand why everybody insists on being so awful to Rupert. I certainly wouldn't be very proud of myself if I turned against him after what he's just done.
Oh? What is that?
I shouldn't have said anything.
But you did. So why not finish, Mary? Look, aren't we good enough friends to exchange confidences? Has all that changed, too?
Oh, no, Tom, of course not. What I meant was that Rupert has given me back all the papers Larry turned over to him. The deed to the house and Larry's insurance. They're back in the safe deposit box.
What? Well, how did he happen to do that?
I asked him to.
This business deal, whatever it was. That was Larry's doing, wasn't it?
Yes, but it was a foolish thing to begin with.
Well, tell me. What did Larry say when he found that Rupert had given you the securities?
He didn't say anything.
Oh? That's funny.
No, it isn't. I didn't tell him.
What?
He doesn't know.
I mean, you really are setting yourself up for trouble. You've let this Claudia Vincent business cloud your judgment.
You think so? Would you like it if you were in my place? Claudia acting as though she were living in some exclusive club or hotel, never bothering to lift a finger, and hanging around Larry every minute? I just don't propose to sit back quietly and let Larry behave in this ridiculous way. And not at least have the privilege of seeing my good friends occasionally.
Okay, okay. Okay, dear, we're not getting anywhere. So, what do you say to a game of cribbage before I shove off?
All right, Tom. Shall we go inside? It's getting dark out here.
Yeah, sure, sure. Oh, we can go right through these French doors, can't we?
Yes. Well, Tom, you don't know how awful everything's been.
Now, just take it easy, honey. No use letting it get you down. Here we are. You first, dear. Ah, that's right.
And at the same time, between the first and second acts, Larry is backstage in his dressing room at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway when he hears...
Come in. Where? I want to talk to you.
Oh, Harold Ramsey. Hello, Harold. Sit down. It's plenty hot tonight.
I'm plenty hot. I know that. I thought I told you not to let any word of this possible change in cast get out. I thought I'd made it quite clear that no one was to know anything about it except just we four people concerned.
Oh, now, listen, Harold. I swear I haven't said a word to a soul. Not even to my own wife. I've always told her everything.
And will you please explain to me just how Marty Rufus got the story and printed it in his column?
I wish I knew. I'd like to wring Marty's neck. He's made things very uncomfortable for me at home. Mary's furious.
Well, what about me? And you think this is for me? All day long, my office has been a madhouse. I haven't dared go near it. And the place is swarming with actresses who are all anxious to convince me that they'd be perfect in Sheila's part in the play. And they won't stop trying to see me until I've made some final announcement of what's been decided.
Oh, I'm darn sorry this leaked out, Harold, but it wasn't my fault. I'd be the last person in the world to give Marty Rufus a lead like that. The way he's played up the story is a mess. He's made it into a dirty scandal when it's nothing but a friendly effort to help out two people.
What two people?
Well, Sheila and Claudia, of course. Sheila wants to get out of her contract so she can be married and sail for Europe. Claudia's desperately anxious to break into show business. All I did was suggest that you give her a try at the part. You admitted yourself she was good.
I didn't say, however, that I was going to use her.
Well, that's up to you, Harold. You're the producer of this show. You make the decisions. But just don't get the idea that I would want the kind of story Marty Rufus wrote about Claudia and me. After all, it's got me in a darned uncomfortable spot, too.
Well, I'd like to know who gave out the story.
I know I didn't. I know Claudia didn't. She's far too anxious to get the job. She wouldn't do anything to jeopardize her chances.
Well, it's mighty funny. And it's made things very difficult for me.
There's one sure way to stop this stream of applicants at your office, Harold.
What is it?
Give out the word that you've signed Claudia Vincent. That'll stop the whole thing.
You're mighty anxious to get this inexperienced young woman into this play, aren't you, Larry? I wonder just how much truth there is in Marty Rufus' analysis.
Now you listen here.
Oh, never mind. I'll be back here after the play. I'll give you my decision then.
Larry's jaw is set in an angry tension as he hears Harold Ramsey leave his dressing room. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.